This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
We come to part 14 of our series, Being Like Christ. And if you turn with me to 1 John, the first letter of John, and the third chapter, my Bible titles this, Living as Children of God. And this is what it says. The first letter of John, and the third chapter, from verse 1, it says, "See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children. And that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him." Dear friends, we are already God's children. But he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like him. For we will see him as he really is. Oh, what a wonderful couple of verses that is. Mind-blowing, actually. We can't conceive it. We can't understand it. But what John is saying in his letter is very, very important. He's saying to us, when we feel unloved, when we're lonely, when we're jaded, when we're on the floor, when we're depressed, when we don't feel that we are loved, John says this, "See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children." I could stop there and talk about the Father's love. I could stop there and talk about how much love our Heavenly Father has for us. And we don't recognize it sometimes. We don't sense it sometimes. We don't feel it sometimes. Why? Because the evil one wants to blind our eyes. He wants to put scales on our eyes so that we can't see it or feel it. And he wants to try and stop people who have been anointed to bring God's word on the Father's love. He wants to stop that because he doesn't want you to know. Because sometimes, beloved, you don't feel it. You don't feel loved by the Father. You don't think the Father cares about you at all. How often have you prayed to him for a breakthrough in your finances? How often have you lifted up your illness to him and said, "Lord, when are you going to heal me?" How often have you said, "Father, I need a job. Please get me a job." How often? How often? How often have you done that? What you've done is you have said, "Father, I have a problem with my finances." And then you try to figure it out all on your own, like God doesn't exist, like he's not there any longer. When my father was alive and I was in need of financial help, I'd ring my father and I'd say, "Dad, I need some financial help." But I didn't then go off and sort it out. Because if my father was going to give me financial help, he would say, I'm going to give you financial help. I'm going to help you here. So what's the point of me going to seek finances elsewhere? Do you hear what I'm saying? When you've prayed to the Lord about a specific thing, and you don't get the answer straight away, you then begin to wander your eyes away from the Holy Spirit. You take your eyes off the living God and you begin to try and work it out for yourself. Is that what God is calling you to do? Is that what God is saying to you today, right now, as you hear His word? 1 John, the 3rd chapter and the 1st verse says these words quite incredibly. Now listen. See how very much our Father loves us. Watch. For He calls us what? His children. He calls us His children, and if we are His children, we are to seek Him and no one else. We are to seek His face and no one else. No matter what the problem, no matter what the issue, it is no point in saying, Lord, 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 please help me here. I'm in trouble. I need this. I need that. I need the other. And then you go off and try and sort it out on your own. What God would say to you is, when you turn away from me and you work it out for yourself, beloved, you are showing no faith in me at all. For I say to you today, says the Lord, I am your Father. And if you think that I love you as a father loves a child, think again. Because your finite mind cannot figure out how much I love you, because your brain won't work to that capacity. For I love you so much that I sent my Son into this world to be flogged and tortured and then hung on a tree, and I did this for you. So your financial need is not a problem to me, says the Lord. What I require from you is your faith to believe that I will answer your prayer. Thank you, Jesus. You see, beloved, we have to wait for God to work. We have to wait for Him to act. We have no choice. Because our Father wants to provide for us in the way that we need. Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew, the 6th chapter. And one of the lines there is, give us today the food that we need. Give us this day our daily bread, the old version says. Give us this day our daily bread. You see, it doesn't say, give us this day and tomorrow and next week and next month and for the next 3 months or so, Lord, that would be great. Can we have our daily bread for the next 3 months or so? It doesn't say that. God is going to give us that which we need today. Are you hearing this? Whatever it is you need, if you need a job today, God is going to sort that out for you, and all you have to do is to be patient, because He is going to supply your needs whether you're working or not, because He's promised to. Our Lord is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. But the people of this world who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know Him. You see, oftentimes people don't know who God is. I have a situation in my own family where my daughter is on fire for God and my son-in-law is not on fire for God. And therefore my daughter is waiting patiently for prayers to be answered, and my son-in-law, he's doing something else. He's trying to work it out. beloved. We have to keep our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus. We have to keep our eyes well and truly fixed on Him. Because without that, we have nothing. Without that, we fail. Dear friends, the second verse says, we are already God's children, but He has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He really is. And so therefore, in closing, what I'm going to say to you now is on the basis of that particular scripture, that second verse, when we begin to figure out that Jesus is coming and coming soon, what's the point of worrying? What is the point of concern that you don't have a job, that you don't have any money, that you've got a disease, that this is happening to you, that your wife has left you, that your husband has walked out on you, whatever it is? Think about this. For tomorrow could be the day that Jesus comes back. For tomorrow could be the day that we are changed from glory to glory as we are taken up in the air. For tomorrow could be the final day here. For tomorrow could be the end. So what's the point of worrying? What is the point in concerning yourselves in tiny little issues that may not even happen? What we should be concerning ourselves with is this. How is our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we keeping short account? Are we allowing Him full access to our lives? Can you hear me? Can I get an amen? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are we allowing God Almighty, watch, full access to our lives? Or are we hiding stuff, keeping stuff just for us? Well, if we are hiding stuff and keeping stuff for us, that is why the Lord may not answer. But the only way to live your life and to receive the abundant life that Jesus has promised you is to turn your eyes towards God and say to Him, Lord, I give you everything. I give you my all. Say that now. Just say this, Lord, I give you everything. I give you my all. In Jesus' name, amen. And one final word. Whatever it is you've been praying for, this is what the Lord's response is. I've got this. In Jesus' mighty name.